Good morning and good Sabbath. It's a little cloudy, but it's still always a great Sabbath. If you turn with me to Leviticus 23, I'd like to begin by reading the first three verses there. Leviticus 23, verses 1 through 3. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the set feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Even these are my set feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no manner of work. It is a Sabbath to Yahweh in all your dwellings." Every Sabbath, we're obligated to have a holy convocation, a gathering for the purpose of offering worship to Yahweh. These services are sometimes formal, such as we're having here today, or informal, like the ones we have in our homes every other week. In either case, the intent is to offer worship to Almighty Yahweh. And with that thought in mind, turn over to Psalm 96, and we'll read that in its entirety. We know, as we saw in Leviticus 23, that we're obligated to have a convocation. And it's interesting that some individuals are all by themselves, and they do the very best they can to comply with that. Their convocation is merely with them and Yahweh and Yahshua. But wherever possible, there should be a gathering on Yahweh's Sabbath. And as I said, the purpose is to worship. Psalm 96. "Oh, sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh all the earth. Sing to Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the Elohim of the peoples are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to Yahweh, you kindreds of the peoples. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship Yahweh in holy array. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar in the fullness of it. Let the field exult in all that is in it. Then shall all the trees of wood sing for joy before Yahweh, for he comes. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth." Now, this psalm is frequently used for devotions or introductory purposes, for specials, for example. However, consider the words, and especially the sentiment that the psalmist brings in this psalm. He talks about singing to Yahweh, singing this song, and blessing his name. He said to declare his glory. So we should be constantly declaring the glory of Almighty Yahweh every opportunity we get. "For great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised." He's worthy of the praise that we offer, especially on the Sabbath day. Ascribe to Yahweh. Ascribe glory and strength. Ascribe glory due his name. Worship Yahweh in holy array. There is a certain attitude that must accompany the worship of Almighty Yahweh. There's a certain frame of mind that we must be in. And this morning, I'd like to take a few minutes to consider our attitude in attending services and offering worship to our Heavenly Father Yahweh. And the title of this is The Attitude of Worship. The term, even as you see here in this Psalm 96 in verse 9, the term is shachah. It means to depress. And we don't think of it depress as in depression, but to depress as in to push down or to lower. To prostrate, especially in homage to royalty or Yahweh. It's been variously translated by several terms or words. Bow down, crouch, beseech humbly, do reverence or worship. So we can see that a worshipful service is one wherein there's a humility when we come. But there's also a reverence or respect for the being, Yahweh, our creator, who we are worshiping.